Hi, you're listening to WALH in Wilmington, Ohio. My name's Scott Miller. I'm the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. You are listening to Music with a Message. Just listening to the song Beautiful by Mally Music. Have you ever wondered why love is such a common theme in music? It's a simple word and is usually described as an emotion or romance. But what if we looked at it as an action, a verb? In 1 John 4, 7, and 8, we read, "Dear friends, let's love one another. Because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love." If you really read this passage, if you really take it to heart, it can mean something important, not just for our lives, but in our world. This passage begins with, "Let's love each other." Did you notice that it's not specifically saying who you need to love? It just says, love each other. It doesn't say only love people of your color. It doesn't say only love people you agree with. It doesn't say love people like yourself. It simply and elegantly says, love each other. Then the passage gets a little bit more bothersome. It tells us, let's love each other because love is from God. This is saying that if we're not loving, then we're in deep trouble with God. It's saying that love is not a suggestion. It's not an encouraged action. We are being told that since God loves us, we must also love. But wait, what about the person whose politics are offending me? Love. What about the person whose lifestyle is not what I understand? Love. What about the person who is from another country and has a different religion than I do? Love. If you think this love stuff is a suggestion, verse 8 really puts it in concrete. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. This passage is saying, if we don't love, then we really don't know God. That's harsh. But it is something we need to hear. It's so easy to hate. It's so easy to treat people differently than how we treat those who are more like us. Love is not easy. Love doesn't come easy at all. That's why it's so important. I want to encourage you to look at yourself. Are you truly loving others? That doesn't mean just being nice. It means love everyone. Imagine what could change in our world if love was actually used in the way God intended. Dear friends, let's love each other because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God because God is love. If you're looking for a church home with people who are working hard at love, I hope you take time to check out the Wilmington United Methodist Church. We'll be moving back to in-person worship beginning May 16th. Until then, you can still find us on Facebook Live every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Now, I hope you enjoy the song All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. I hope you have a great week.
Sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
It's easy. All you need is shall we?
Thanks, Ellen. Okay, put the red light off.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.